Good morning. A warm front heading in our direction produced a bunch of precipitation overnight, mostly in the form of a cold rain with temperatures in the 30s. Still in parts of northern New England, pockets of freezing rain lasting for a couple more hours. Then everyone will see scattered showers for the middle of the day as that warm front moves through. The wind will flip around and become gusty out of the south-southwest, and this will allow our temperatures to surge back through the 40s and 50s. Some places will stay in the 50s, while others, particularly in the Mohawk Valley, the western Adirondacks, and western Catskills, will get up into the lower and some middle 60s. That warm front will continue to track through the region later today, giving way to a cold front advancing from the west. This front will produce another round of scattered showers and perhaps a couple of thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon, lasting into the early part of the evening. Behind the front, the wind will flip around to the west and become gusty later on tonight after sunset. It will also introduce a drying trend to the region, with some of the clouds breaking up. Temperatures will drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s on average. High pressure building in tomorrow, but a gusty northwest wind. As a result, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds, and while it will be a bit cooler tomorrow, still seasonably average temperatures mainly in the mid-50s, the gusty wind will add a chill to the air, especially in the shade, while it will feel good in the sun. That high pressure center will crest overhead on Sunday, bringing us mostly sunny skies, less wind, and mild temperatures with highs reaching the lower 60s. On Monday, the next cool front will approach from the west. We'll start out with sunshine, though clouds will be on the increase late in the afternoon. The wind will pick up again out of the southwest, driving in even milder air with highs in the middle to upper 60s. That front will pass through the region on Monday evening and overnight with a round of showers and maybe a thunderstorm, which will linger into Tuesday morning, followed by more sunshine on Tuesday afternoon and highs in the upper 50s. High pressure will keep it sunny for both Wednesday and Thursday of next week as highs bounce back into the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Mid-Atlantic, Carolinas, Gulf Coast states, and lower Mississippi Valley. An upper-level trough will move across the Great Lakes region and Ohio Valley today as a cold front advances southeastward across the Appalachian Mountains. Dew points should be in the lower to mid-60s as air temperatures reach near 80 today. The resultant instability will help convection to strengthen early this afternoon. This instability, combined with dry mid-levels and deep layer shear, should be enough for the development of a severe threat this afternoon. Unidirectional wind profiles will be favorable for wind damage, but isolated large hail may occur with the stronger cells embedded in line segments. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Rockford, Illinois at 7:54 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Agri, Turkey at 4:12 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light freezing rain and fog, 25 degrees, with a southwest wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility and light rain, 39 degrees with a dew point of 35, 86% relative humidity, a south wind at 16 gusting to 26 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches and it is falling rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Waycross, Georgia, Columbia, South Carolina, and Laredo and McAllen, both in Texas, to a low of 11 at Grand Canyon and Sunset Crater, both in Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible in the lower 60s, Boston cloudy with rain in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, temperatures falling back through the 50s and into the 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 34. The average temperature, 38, that's 7 degrees below normal. 15 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 88 hundredths for the month, and 6.45 inches of rain for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low 35. The record high 86 set in 1922 and the record low 21 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:31 p.m. 13 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with scattered showers and perhaps a rumble of thunder today. Highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy and becoming windy tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today. Highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy and becoming windy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy and becoming windy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Mostly cloudy and becoming windy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy in the mid-50s, mostly sunny and milder, less wind Sunday, lower 60s, sunshine giving way to clouds, breezy and mild Monday, mid to upper 60s, showers Monday night and Tuesday morning, then sun Tuesday afternoon in the 50s, and mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday with highs back into the 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.